More than 30 states are offering in-person early voting this election season. And because of the pandemic, many will be directing voters for the first time ever to basketball arenas to cast their ballots. Kathy Behrens is here to tell us more about that. She's president of Social Responsibility and Player Programs for the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Kathy, welcome. Many people first heard about this plan back in August when the NBA and the players agreed to resume the playoffs after a brief pause that was following the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. What was the motivation to link racial justice protests to the use of NBA arenas for voting?
Well, it actually goes back farther than that, because back in late June, the Atlanta Hawks had worked together with Fulton County to make State Farm Arena an early voting supercenter open to all county residents. We just knew that our facilities, whether it was the arenas or our practice facilities in some cases, could be made available as a really important resource for the community. So when we talked to the players in August about what we were doing, we were, I think, at 10, and some of our other teams were hard at work on this and knew it was a priority, and we just agreed with the players that we would do everything we could. And so we've now added 12 since then, so hopefully we can get a few more. There are obviously some markets where it just doesn't work for a variety of reasons, but
like the Toronto
we're really
Raptors,
excited about it. Toronto, right. Well, yeah. Although I will say what Toronto is hoping to do is to, and they have been doing this, to encourage, you know, they're using their platform to encourage Americans who are living in Canada to vote. And so we're taking advantage of all opportunities to share information about voting in a very truly nonpartisan way. So even in Toronto, they'll do that.
Sure. And if I'm doing my math right, then you have about 22 teams who've committed to doing this in some form or another. How's it going to work? And actually, why do you think it will help people vote during the pandemic?
Well, just because I think our facilities are so much larger. And so I know, for example, where I vote in New York, where I live, it's a small space. It can get crowded. And so to take advantage of our arenas, which are otherwise, not in great use right now for COVID reasons, we just think that people will feel more comfortable being in a larger building where people can really spread out. In some cases, our teams are already using their arenas for early voting or for nonpartisan voter registration. In San Francisco, the Golden State Warriors have used their building for poll worker training. So every team is looking for what their community needs.
It's a good intention, but it may not be easy. Former Florida elections official Jenya Coulter wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post this week with a warning, said that turning NBA arenas into polling places might be a disaster. She said that people coming to vote might not know where to go or whom they need to speak to say nothing of using multiple entrances into a polling room, which puts ballot security at risk. Have you thought about all this stuff and planned for the added risks that come with turning these arenas into polling places?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we're not just waking up one day and turning open the building. This is well thought out. The plans for parking, driving, security, everything is being taken into account. And our teams are working hand in hand with their local election officials to make sure that everything is done the same way it would normally be done in any other kind of facility that's open and available for polling. So, again, we recognize, too, that some of this has started already. So in Oklahoma City, they've been doing voter registration for the last few Saturdays. Now, I realize that's not the same when you have secure ballots, but we can assure everyone that every possible precaution, every possible plan is being taken.
You know, anyone who follows sports know that sports are not about sports anymore, really, right? You know, it's like the NBA is involved in social justice movements. We're seeing even the WNBA, baseball, hockey, you know, all stage or support protests over racial justice this year. Where does this fit in bigger picture into the social initiatives that professional sports and the NBA are engaging with now?
Well, it certainly, I think, fits in well with, there's nothing more American than participating in the democracy and making sure that the democracy works. And again, I believe whether it's in the NBA or the WNBA or our G League, where we have a number of facilities in the G League are also going to be available, We really have encouraged everybody to understand that they've got a role to play and that our platform can be used for good. That's how our players feel. That's how our teams feel. And so I think this is just another extension of that.
Have you committed to doing this beyond 2020? Like, will we be voting in arenas in 2024?
You know, certainly there's aspects of this that are related to COVID and to the ongoing pandemic. And so we'll have to see how all of that goes. And hopefully it won't be needed, but if they are, I know our teams will step up.
That's Kathy Behrens, President of Social Responsibility and Player Programs for the NBA, talking about turning arenas into voting centers. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you, Peter.